From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 17th at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And grain futures are again on the minus side, except for oats and the nearby bean oil. We are hearing that Mexico's new president has said that they will continue to impose a ban on imports of GMO corn, and so that could be a big factor. We have continued to see some buys this week of corn. Mexico bought 197,180 metric tons for 24 crop, and unknown destinations bought 101,000. So we are seeing some exporter interest. We've seen corn mostly sideways this week. On the bean side, China rumors do persist, but we're not getting confirmation of those buys. Brazil seems to own the export market from February on, so our time period to fill in with U.S. exports of beans kind of running out. We did see a little bit of improvement on basis levels at processors. Rains in the western part of Kansas and eastern Colorado would be welcome to get the winter wheat crop up. We'll have to see if those develop, but they certainly look promising. Right now, we see the December corn futures at 401 and three quarters. That's down 3 cents. We came within half a cent of the week's low earlier this morning. March at 416 and a half, down four, and new crop December, 435 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. On the soybean side of things, we're seeing active fund selling there. November beans, 973 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. January at 984, down 10 cents. And new crop November, 1019 and a half, down 9 3/4. Meal futures are slightly lower, bean oil slightly higher. On the wheat side, the December Chicago wheat's just about unchanged, down a penny, 584. July wheat, new crop, 619 and a half, down a penny and a half. KC and Minneapolis wheat are both a little higher today. Cattle futures in the feeder are bounced off yesterday's weakness. We see the hogs continuing to march higher. The October live cattle, 187.20 up 15, and the December at 187.10 up 50. November feeders, 246.95 up $1.45. We've got the Dease hogs at 78 even, up 32. The outside markets focus on the European central bankers cutting loan rates. So we've got the crude oil just a little bit on the firm side today, nearby November at 70.60, up 21. The metals markets higher in the gold and silver, lower in copper this morning. The dollar index continues to work higher, 103.57 in the nearby December index. This market acts like it wants to work lower, but we're finding some good buying interest in the corn on dips, not so much on the beans. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.